So you were around in 1971 when the University Hospital of Wales was officially being opened. What do you remember of that time?
I went to work in the health service because I thought it would be much more worthwhile than working in, let's say, a biscuit factory. Not that I've got anything against biscuit factories, but I felt that it was a very interesting project, and I got the job as secretary to the administrator of the new hospital. That seemed to me to be quite exciting. The hospital hadn't opened when I started the job, and for the first sort of 18 months or more, it was all about how to get the hospital opened. So that was the job, really. And it's quite exciting to be part of a team that did that. It was brilliant because being secretary to the administrator, I was at the heart of it, so I knew everybody. And it was just a wonderful thing. Sadly, the administrator died a couple of years ago. Otherwise, I'm sure he'd have been pleased to speak to you.
How much of the actual opening day, the 19th of November 1971, how much of that day do you actually remember, or is it a little bit of a blur?
It was a lot of lead up. There was a huge amount because the Queen was coming. And so we had rehearsals, we had working parties. There was a huge amount to it to actually get the whole thing together. I do remember they wanted to have patients in there. Well, we weren't ready to have patients. And we hadn't got all our facilities, such as physiotherapy, radiography, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we had to do something that required very little backup. And so it was chosen to be a dermatology ward. I do remember the deputy administrator going out to find suitable dermatological patients in the area who might be willing to come in. And actually, it was before their due time to come in, to be in a bed and, pretend to be the patient.
You said about, like, rehearsals. What did the rehearsals involve in terms of leading up to the day?
Oh, I'm sure there were representatives, from the palace or whatever. And we just all had to line up and go through it. She was with us for a long time. She came mid-morning and had lunch. I remember it was Welsh lamb. And we went to watch her eat. She was with us until early afternoon. You know, it was quite a long time. It wasn't just her coming in, unveiling a plaque and then going. She had a tour, and you know, it was quite a few hours that she was in the hospital. So there was a lot of preparation. And I do remember on the Monday when we came back into work after it had happened, thinking, well, what do I do? What's my job? Because all I've done for the last few weeks and almost months was prepare for the Queen to come. And she'd been, that was it. So now what?
Did you speak to her? Did you say anything to her? Were you allowed to, for a start?
No, I personally wasn't. There were obviously very much more important people than me who were in the lineup. My boss was the administrator of the hospital, for example. I do remember the rigmarole, which was, oh, she's in X Road, you know, she's 10 minutes away. And we had a special protocol of telling everybody where she was and when she'd be arriving. It was before mobile phones, obviously. So we had a very a good system of letting everybody know the timescale on the day.
I wanted to ask you, were you around when the construction was, when it was being built, or did you move to the area?
No, not really. I remember when I was in Cardiff sort of vaguely seeing it being constructed, but I moved there right to the hospital, right at the end of the construction period, really. And plans were quite detailed at that point about how, you know, we were going to run the hospital.
In the years following the opening, what do you remember of the hospital in terms of its expansion?
I remember that it took a long while to get every ward opened because it had to be done bit by bit. We had a lot of planning to do, as you might imagine. I can't remember the number of beds. I think it's something like that, 700 beds, maybe more. I don't quite remember the figure. But it took a long while to gradually come into operation and for people to move from other hospitals like the Cardiff Royal Infirmary and others to join us up at the Heath.
You were mentioning to me earlier the fact that you've worked for the NHS pretty much your entire life.
I have. Yes, I have. I moved from Cardiff to a job in the Isle of Wight where I was helping the group secretary with various aspects of management of the hospital. And then I went up to Bedford General Hospital and I was the hospital personnel manager there at South Wing. And then from there, I moved, because my husband was in the NHS, so he kept having to move. You know, every time there was an NHS reorganisation, he had to move. And we then went down to South London. He worked at Orpington Hospital, and I went to Maidstone Health Authority. And then from then, we moved up to North London, so and now to Hampshire.
Sue, it's been a pleasure to speak to you. It really has. It's fascinating to hear what it was like in 1971, because I'm not going to tell you how old I am, because you'll hate me for it. But let's put it that way. I wasn't around in 1971. But it's been fascinating to kind of hear people's stories of the Queen appearing and how it was like and how it's developed. So it's been great to hear from you.